Blog Talk Radio.
Again, Hosanna, say Hosanna.
Thank you. Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. I truly appreciate you taking the time to be with me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you tonight. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, you sit me down and you stand up mightily in me, God. You say whatever it is that you want to be said tonight, God. Say exactly what you want to be said, Lord God, that your people will be fed off of your prophetic word on tonight, Lord God. Lord God, meet them at the point of their need, and we thank you, Lord God, for showing up and showing out tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, amen. Tonight's foundational text comes from Galatians 6, verses 9 and 10, and I will be reading from the King James Version. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Tell people it's their due season, and they get excited. God's about to do it for you. It's your due season, and they get excited. But my question for you tonight is it really your due season? Is it really your due season? Which is the title of tonight's message. Is it really your due season? In the text it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Well-doing speaks of effort, work, of actually doing something. And let us not be weary. Weariness or fatigue only has a chance of happening to someone who is active. They don't just know the word, but they are busy demonstrating. But they are busy demonstrating the word in the earth. So what have you been doing for God and other people? God and other people. And especially the people of God that qualifies you for due season. What qualifies you for due season? The harvest that comes forth in due season won't just happen because some prophet said it or your favorite preacher said it and you received it. The harvest that comes forth in due season won't just happen because some prophet said it or your favorite preacher said it and you received it. No, what are your qualifications? If everything in your life feels good, then it's not your due season. Due season is painful. Just ask any woman who has ever given birth. Due season is painful and can be long and hard. If you're going through something right now and it's long and it's hard and you are saved and you know in your heart that you're right with God, it's your due season. Due season is painful and can be long and hard, but in the end, very rewarding. But in the end, very rewarding. I say to somebody tonight, stop looking for a reward when you have not endured the pain. Stop looking for a reward when you have not endured the pain. God owes you nothing. God owes you nothing. And if you have not sold in, you can't expect anything out. And if you have not sold in, you cannot expect anything out. By sowing in, I mean the way a man sows seed of his sperm into a woman and she becomes pregnant, able to produce, and the labor pains indicate. What indicates? The labor pains indicate is her due season, qualifies her for due season. What have you sown towards God that was only about God? What have you sown towards God that was only about God? Not you, not to impress people, but just to say, God, I love you. But just to say, God, I love you. What have you sown? Whose life have you impacted? In whatever way it has been given to you for the glory of God. Whose life have you impacted? In whatever way God has given it to you for the glory of God. Some of you are expecting in your due season to yield a big harvest, and you have no idea your symptoms are that of premature labor. You are expecting a big harvest, but you have no idea that your symptoms are premature labor. You are not ready to go to the next level in God. Everything in your life still feels good. You are still in your comfort zone. Everything in your life still feels good, and you're still in your comfort zone. You haven't really felt pain. You have no real testimony. You have no real testimony. A testimony is just that, a test. A testimony is just that, a test. God says, where are your test results? God says, where are your test results? Every mommy-to-be in the natural goes to the doctor for tests. The test determines the health of the baby, the growth, the position of the baby. Where are your test results? Do you have a healthy relationship with God? Are you growing, a grown-up Christian in position to receive? Where are your test results? Do you have a healthy relationship with God? Are you growing, a grown-up Christian in position to receive? When pain hits your life, that's when you know something is about to come forth. When pain, that's for somebody. When pain hits your life, that's when you know something is about to come forth. And your job every day is to push. Of course, everybody knows that push is the acronym. Pray until something happens. Your job every day is to push. Pray until something happens. You may have to cry some days, but push. You may show up at your job with a frown on your face and coworkers accuse you of having an attitude, but push. You may hurt in areas you can't publicly show. Cut by the one you trusted, but push. That's what real due season feels like. Is it really your due season? People may jump and shout thinking it's their due season, but it's those who have been through hell. Many afflictions, as the Bible says in Psalm 34:19, that will receive a harvest. People may jump and shout thinking it's their due season. You've seen people jump and shout, oh, it's my due season. God's going to do it for me. They said God, the man of God said God's going to do it for me. And they're jumping and shouting, but it's those who have been through hell, many afflictions, that will receive a harvest. An example of due season in the natural would be receiving a bill for services rendered to you and the payment is now due. Again, in the natural, an example of due season would be receiving a bill. This is the beginning of the month for everybody, so I'm quite sure everybody is receiving bills. It's like receiving one of those bills for service that has been rendered and payment is now due. Oh, but due season in the kingdom of God is quite different. Due season in the kingdom is not about what you owe. Due season in the kingdom is not about what you owe or about what is owed to you. Because, again, God does not owe you anything. But according to the word of God, there are times, seasons, when he will repay you for what you sacrificed for him and the kingdom. But God owes you nothing, but there are times and seasons when he will repay you for what you sacrificed for him and the kingdom. Joel 2:25 from the NIV says, I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten. Mark 10:29-30 from the New King James. So Jesus answered and said, assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake and the gospel's. For whose sake? For my sake, for God's sake and the gospel's. Who shall not receive a hundredfold now? When will you receive it? Now, in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution. That's a key phrase right there, with persecution. Just heard God say, the reason you go through so much in due season is to prepare you. The reason you go through so much in due season is to prepare you. You need to be able to handle the persecutions, plural, the persecutions that will come with your harvest. Don't fool yourself. Persecution will come with this due season harvest. You shall reap a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the age to come, eternal life. God says he's going to reward you for all the things that you sacrificed for him now. And on top of all of that, you still promised eternal life. You can't get a better deal than that. And I just have one more scripture for you tonight. It's Revelations 3 and 8 from the Message Bible. This is Jesus talking. The scripture says, I see what you have done. Now see what I've done. I've opened a door before you that no one can slam shut. You don't have much strength. I know that. Jesus knew you didn't have much strength. But this is the good part. You use what you had to keep my word. You didn't deny me when times were rough. You didn't deny me when times were rough. Beloved, you can't just confess Jesus in this lifestyle when things are good. That does not qualify you for due season. But if you keep and have indeed kept his word, and have not denied him, even though times were rough, it is your due season. It is your due season. Still to somebody else on tonight, I ask, is it really your due season? Just a prophetic word on tonight to make you think, examine yourself, examine your life, and be able, like the sons of Issachar, to discern for yourself what season you are in. What season you are in. Examine it, examine yourself, your life, and discern for yourself what season you are in. If there's anybody on the phone tonight desiring prayer, you can press 1 at this time, and I will be glad to pray with you. Just press 1. Okay, I see there's no one at this time desiring prayer. Songs played on tonight was Hosanna Medley by Israel Houghton, and Just Want to Say by Israel Houghton. It looks like tonight is going to be an Israel Houghton night, because right now this is Jesus at the center of it all. And right after that, we're going to come back and pray. This is Jesus at the center of it all. Of it all.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus.
Everything revolves around you.
Father God, strengthen those whose life does not feel good right now. Strengthen them, strengthen them through it all as they enter their due season. And mature those whose due season is not yet. Mature them so that they will not look and envy those who are receiving. Not yet does not mean never will be. Not yet does not mean never will be. Let everything, every harvest come forth in your timing. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, join me next Monday, same time, same place. I would appreciate your presence right here on Prolific Fire. The message will be talk to me right. Having right communication with yourself. Nobody really discusses having communication with yourself, but the message next week is entitled, Talk to Me Right. Having right communication with yourself because your words impact your life. For a prayer and private consultation, because I understand things do come up, and if you need somebody to come into prayer with you or you need private consultation, I will lead you according to what God says about some things. All you have to do is call or text 865-408-8690, 865-408-8690, or email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Connect with me on Twitter at prolificfire. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page if you haven't done so already. Also, please visit the website prolificfire.com. Until next week, God bless you. I love you all. Good night.